Of course, we have no prospect of such a journey. A trip of 240,000 miles to the moon still represents a very big undertaking for us. A manned mission to Mars, called for by the first President Bush in a moment of passing giddiness, was quietly dropped when someone worked out that it would cost $450 billion and probably result in the deaths of all the crew, their DNA torn to tatters by high-energy solar particles from which they could not be shielded. Based on what we know now and can reasonably imagine, there is absolutely no prospect that any human being will ever visit the edge of our own solar system. Ever. It is just too far. As it is, even with the Hubble telescope, we can't see even into the Oort cloud, so we don't actually know that it is there. Its existence is probable, but entirely hypothetical. Properly called the Oort cloud, it is named for the Estonian astronomer Ernst Oort, who hypothesized its existence in 1932, and for the Dutch astronomer Jan Oort, who refined the calculations 18 years later. About all that can be said with confidence about the Oort cloud is that it starts somewhere beyond Pluto and stretches some 2 light-years out into the cosmos. The basic unit of measure in the solar system is the astronomical unit, or AU, representing the distance from the Sun to the Earth. Pluto is about 40 AUs from us, the heart of the Oort cloud about 50,000. In a word, it is remote.